There is a need for new and improved gas sensors for a wide range of applications, including but not limited to combating air pollution, medical diagnostics, and industrial safety. In particular, better gas sensors are needed to fight air pollution. Identifying and quantifying the compounds damaging human health is the first step of this fight. Effective gas sensors need selectivity, the ability to distinguish different gases, and sensitivity, the ability to sense compounds at low concentrations. Gas ionization sensors offer one way of tackling this problem. They use a gas's unique ionization characteristics to fingerprint the compound. Ionization occurs once a certain voltage threshold, known as the breakdown voltage, is surpassed. The plot in the top right corner of the second panel of this poster gives an example of what happens when the breakdown voltage is exceeded. You can see that there's a massive increase in current once VB is crossed. This increase in current is due to the ionization of the molecule. Because different gases ionize at different breakdown voltages, it'll be used to identify them. Pyroelectric materials offer a promising way to generate voltage. All that is required is temperature change. Pyroelectric materials are a type of non-central symmetric material, meaning that their internal positive and negative centers of charge do not align. Upon temperature change, the magnitude of non-overlap changes, leading to the generation of voltage. To develop a chip-scale gas sensor that can be integrated into microelectromechanical systems, we fabricated thin films of a pyroelectric material called lithium tantalate. To fabricate these thin films, we started with a silicon wafer. Upon this, we deposited a layer of titanium and then a layer of platinum. The titanium encourages stable bonding between the silicon and the platinum. The platinum is necessary because its structure is similar to that of lithium tantalates. Because of this, the lithium tantalate will orient itself in a manner necessary for the pyroelectric effect to occur. Without the layer of platinum, non-alignment of the positive and negative centers of charge in the material would not be uniform. Different non-alignments would cancel each other out, resulting in an inability to generate voltage. An analysis was carried out using X-ray diffraction demonstrates that we successfully fabricated lithium tantalate films with the desired orientation. The 006 peak represents the orientation responsible for pyroelectricity. Is roughly 80% higher than that of the second highest peak, indicating that 80% of the thin film is oriented in this direction.